Matthew chapter 13. The same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spoke many things to them in parables, and said, See, a planter went out to plant, and when he planted, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them up. Some fell on stony places, where they had not much earth, and immediately they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. But other fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said to him, Why do you speak to them in parables? He answered and said to them, Because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whoever doesn't have, from him shall be taken away even what he has. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because they seeing don't see, and hearing they don't hear, nor do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah that says, By hearing you'll hear and not understand, and seeing you'll see and won't perceive. For these people's hearts have become gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and they've closed their eyes, so that at no time will they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and be converted, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things that you see and haven't seen them, and to hear the things that you hear and haven't heard them. Therefore, hear the parable of the planter. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and doesn't understand it, then the wicked one comes and catches away what was planted in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places is he that hears the word, and with joy receives it, yet doesn't have roots in himself, but endures for a while, because when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, then he becomes offended. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that hears the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that hears the word and understands it, who also produces fruit and brings forth some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. He spoke another parable to them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like a man who planted good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and planted tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade had sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said to him, Sir, didn't you plant good seed in your field? So why do we have tares? He said to them, An enemy has done this. The servants said to him, Do you want us to go and gather them up? But he said, No, because while you gather up the tares, you'll also uproot some of the wheat with the tares. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. He gave them another parable, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed which a man took and planted in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it has grown up, it is the greatest among herbs, and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches of it. He spoke another parable to them. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, until all of it was leavened. Jesus spoke all these things to the multitude in parables, and he didn't speak to them without a parable, so that it would be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things that have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, Explain to us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said to them, He that plants the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that planted them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, like the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send out his angels, and they'll gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and those who sin, and shall throw them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous shall shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which when a man has found, he hides, and rejoices about that, and goes and sells all that he has, and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and gathered of every kind, which, when it was full, they pulled to the shore and sat down and gathered the good into containers, but threw the bad away. It shall be like that at the end of the world. The angels shall come and separate the wicked from among the just, and shall throw them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said to them, Have you understood all of these things? They said to him, Yes, Lord. Then he said to them, Therefore every scribe who is instructed regarding the kingdom of heaven is like a man that is a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old. And when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed from there. And when he had come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue such that they were astonished and said, From where does this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother called Mary, and his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas, and his sisters, are they not all with us? From where then does this man have all these things? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor except in his own country and in his own house. And he didn't do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Matthew chapter 14. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus and said to his servants, This is John the Baptist. He has risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works are done by him. Because Herod had arrested John and bound him and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. Because John said to him, It is not lawful for you to have her. And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday was celebrated, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod, and so he promised with an oath to give her whatever she would ask for. And she, being before instructed by her mother, said, Give me here John Baptist's head in a charger. And the king was sorry, nevertheless, because of the oath and those who sat with him to eat, he commanded it to be given her. And he sent and beheaded John in the prison. And his head was brought in a container and given to the young woman, and she brought it to her mother. And his disciples came and took up the body and buried it and went and told Jesus. When Jesus heard about it, he departed from there by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard it, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went out and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, so they can go into the villages and buy themselves food." But Jesus said to them, "They need not depart. You give them food." And they said to him, "We have only 5 loaves here and 2 fish. He said, "Bring them here to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they all ate and were filled, and they took up of the pieces that remained 12 baskets full. And those who had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. And immediately Jesus told his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening had come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by waves, because the wind was contrary. And in the 4th watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they shouted out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, don't be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, tell me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the very strong wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he shouted, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they had come into the ship, the wind stopped. Then those who were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." And when they had gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place knew about him, they sent out into all that country around there, and brought to him all that were diseased, and asked him only let them touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly well.